Robots are great at doing a lot of things, but they have trouble interacting with the physical world. That challenge is being tackled by roboticists in Pittsburgh, and they're looking to infants for inspiration. 11-month-old Josie sits on the floor of her nursery amidst a sea of blocks, puzzle pieces, and plastic balls. Her mom, Acadia Klain, says over the past month or two, Josie's begun to understand that she can control what an object does and where it goes.
She's really figured out how to grab things and use them and direct them.
Even small objects, like cereal.
One thing that's changed recently is the pincer grip, so that she can pick up Cheerios on her own now, a single Cheerio.
This basic hand-eye coordination that comes naturally to babies is actually very complicated. Roboticists know just how complicated it is because they've tried to program machines to do this seemingly simple task. That's the sound of a robot attempting to pick up objects. A tape measure, a hand broom, and an empty spray bottle sit on a table in front of it, and it is struggling. Sometimes it grasps an object, sometimes it misses it altogether. Picking something up is actually really hard, says Carnegie Mellon University assistant professor Abhinav Gupta. First, you have to understand what that object is, how much it weighs, how it's shaped. Then you have to use your eyes, arms, and hands to move it. Babies aren't born with the ability to manipulate objects. They learn through practice.
And that's why we started this effort to basically learn how to see by having robots interact with the world, essentially. Baby robots, yeah.
In order to do that, robots need to spend even more time touching, prodding, and lifting things, thousands of hours. So Gupta installed a robot in a big public room in Smith Hall at CMU, where any passerby could interact with it by placing random objects in front of it. The robot, about 6 feet wide and 6 feet tall, has two long jointed arms and a tablet for a face. On the end of each arm are two fingers coated in sensors.
It also has cameras on the hand. It has cameras on the face to just capture as many video feeds as possible, to just see objects from different viewpoints, as many different viewpoints as possible.
Putting the robot in a shared space with a range of objects gave them a diverse set of data. And it's those data that help a robot learn how to pick up an object. Every time the machine uses its fingers to manipulate something, a data point is created. It doesn't matter if it fails to pick it up, drops it, or lifts it in the air. Each interaction is information. Over time, those data help the robot learn exactly what it needs to do to be successful. But this robot is stationary. It can't navigate the world. So Gupta says they're working on a new robot that flies and smacks into things on purpose.
Our goal is to learn about any possible object in the world. We have built a drone with the similar kind of sensors that the current robot has. So this drone has a skin all around the hull. And the goal of this drone is to just go and hit as many objects as it can in the world.
So far, they've crashed it into stuff 10,000 times. Gupta says eventually they want robots to make the connection between images of objects, such as a chair you would see in an internet search, with a chair it might encounter in the real world, and how it's used.
So the ultimate goal is to build a machine that can live in your home and interact with the objects exactly as the way humans are doing. And you can throw any new object in front of it. By just exploring the object on its own, it can figure out how to use it, what do you do with it, and so on.
Right now, a toddler can easily outmaneuver the robots Gupta and his team have built. But the robots are learning, and they're designing more robots that will accumulate and share more data. Someday, it could be a robot that helps your infant figure out how to put blocks in a bin or eat Cheerios. I'm Larkin Page Jacobs, 90.5 WESA News.